Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. Hi, my name is Carrie, and you can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and especially try to follow me Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's when I watch Days Live. I don't know why Pittsburgh shows Days at 3 o'clock, but they do. So if you want to see my take on how I'm reacting to the show live, then follow me at Diva of Dole. And follow us on our blog, divaofdual.com. We have a Google Plus page there, and you can also become a follower of the blog, and we have an e-newsletter. So if you just want to do that, all you do is type in your email address, and that is it. And once a day in the evenings, you'll get an email with all the links to all the posts I made that day. And if I didn't make any blogs that day, then you won't get an email. So it's not spam. It's just one email a day. And we have two Facebook pages. One's for a friends page, is Diva Days. And our other page is our fan page that you can like, Diva Days for Lives. I'd like to thank everyone who's been liking our page recently. Thank you. That's awesome. And don't forget to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And iTunes, yeah.
Yay.
You guys on iTunes? Oh no, not you yet. No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No. This is what happened to me at iTunes. They put up our page on Monday, sort of. The avatar is not there. Our pretty hot pink avatar made by our friend Carol is not up, and they didn't put up any of our shows. So if you just want to look at our page with nothing on it, go right ahead. Just do a search.
Stare at it.
Maybe make it
your wallpaper.
Yes, I should. That's funny. And so it's so bad. But yeah, if you do a search, Diva of Dole, that's what's going to show up. Actually, and what also shows up is a feed from someone named Nancy Sellers, and I don't know why, but she has our shows on her feed. So our last two shows, the interview with Patrika on Monday and last Saturday shows, are under her feed.
Huh.
But not mine. But not mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
she's probably not happy
it.
About that either. She's probably like, who the heck is Diva of Days? Or Diva of Dual?
Well, the thing is, it is funny.
So the dark technology cloud continues to follow the Diva of Dual.
I'm not making this up. I had migraines all week from iTunes. There's nothing for me to even click on. I mean, I can't. I mean, if I could just do the avatar myself and put it up myself, I would do it. If I could put the shows on myself, I would do it. I can't do anything on that page. It is absolutely worthless. There's nothing. Okay. There's nothing for me to even click on. It's just a blank page. So yeah. So iTunes tried to insist that it was up. So I talked to, and they said, talk to Blog Talk Radio. They'll tell you how to do all stuff. I was like, all right. So I went to Blog Talk Radio. They're like, no, your feed is supposed to be up and your avatar is supposed to be up. So go back to iTunes and tell them. So I'm like, oh, geez. So I went back to iTunes.
Goodness.
Yes. And iTunes sent me an email today saying their engineers are still going to work on it.
It's not rocket science here, people. I mean, like,
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
Seriously, how hard is it to set up to upload the feed? And to upload one picture? How hard is that? I mean, most people could do that in, like, 30 seconds. So that's our iTunes issue. Maybe this week we might get it done. But it's only been
You can still access the episodes on iTunes, but you don't have a page that's functional yet, basically.
Yeah, I mean, you can download the shows on iTunes from Blog Talk Radio. So if you're looking at our show page, you'll see a little icon for iTunes, and you can click on it, and it will go to iTunes for you. But if you go to iTunes and look for us, you're better off going under the Nancy Sellers
Poor Nancy Sellers. If she's out there, she's probably wondering what the hell.
Yeah, she's got all these Diva fans. So, I mean, the hits on Telfra, it actually doesn't do any. I mean, it attracts people to her feed, but, I mean, if you listen to it from her feed, our show, we're still getting the hits and listens for that.
That's
funny.
Oh,
my gosh. I know. And I told Walter Ray, he's like, remember I told you Sunday, our show was on the John McCain feed.
That's right. How did it get there? Yeah. I'm sure John McCain was thrilled.
Well, it didn't last long.
Maybe this is genius marketing after all. Maybe, you know, if we just keep hopping on someone else's feed, you know, each week we pick, you know, we just, you know, just randomly select a new person. Maybe, you know, that's a way of marketing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know what's coincidental and ironic? I mean tweeted John McCain that week.
Oh, how funny.
I just,
maybe that's why.
Yeah, he's getting revenge on me. But, yeah, I just tweeted him. I just said, when are you going to retire?
Oh, oops.
Which is about as mean as I get on Twitter, you know. And
well, anyway, about days of our lives. No.
So, we're still working on iTunes. It's, you know, it's just easier. Screw iTunes. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and press play. So,
there you go.
And our boy, Bob Hapka, follow him on Twitter at Bob Hapka and his wife at Amy Hapka.
Yeah.
In the
they're long overdue for calling us, by the way.
I told him, I said, if you would have called us last week, we would have sang happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we totally would have. He would have gotten a hoochie birthday.
I know.
Man.
Yep, and I want you to tell everybody your Twitter address.
All right, I'm at Kozzy Hooch, KozzyHooch. You can also follow, if you're enjoying the Rafe and Kate pairing, you can also follow at RateFans, RateFans. We like to gush about Rate on that feed. And or account, Twitter handle, and got some great montages by Natasha from England.
Ooh.
She's awesome. She just she's doing some great videos for us at Rate Fans. So we're appreciating her, and I'm on it. I love him. I love Rate. So
yeah, before we get to Rate,
follow me at either one of those places, and. Mama Hooch is going to be arriving later,
right.
we think. She's at Mama, M-A-M-A underscore Hooch.
Right.
And Rose is moving tonight, so she's probably not going to be able to join us, but she's at Rose O. the Briar, at Rose O. the Briar, so follow her as well. And... Might as well pimp at Lauren Coswell and at Galen Gehring.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who else? Oh, at Teo Penglis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Did we get all our pimping out of the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you're a Rate fan, tweet to Galen that you're one of the Wildcats. This
Galen, hashtag Wildcats,
Galen. Go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead. No, if you're a Rate fan, if you're a Rafe and Kate fan, hashtag Wildcats, because I think that's what he's calling us now. So,
mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, and Nicole. Isn't she at Nicole, Nicholle 78? Is that right? Is that her handle?
But hers is private, though.
Oh, oops, sorry. Sorry, Nicole.
Yeah. Well, Nicole does hiring at her job. She's an HR person.
Gotcha.
So she had to go through all the...
She doesn't want to be associated with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez.
She goes... When you go through all that HR training, they do a lot of stuff about social media.
Uh-huh.
And, right, and they're basically saying if you're employed anywhere, you should lock up all of your social media. So that's why hers is locked up. So... Yeah. Anybody I know, my best friend is a school nurse, and she took a course on social media too. And they, but for her being with a school, yeah, it's probably not a good idea for a nurse or a teacher to be on Facebook or Twitter.
Especially if she's tweeting with us and we're drooling about rate or something. I mean, but whatever.
Yeah. There's too much blackmail material, I think, if you were for a
right.
school. Anyway,
there
so that's
go.
Why Nicole.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
That's why Nicole has her locked up because of her job, really.
It.
And, you know,
sense.
She's nice. Maybe she'll follow you. So,
yeah.
I want to talk about Patrika. We interviewed
Patrika. She was adorable. I love her.
Oh, my
her.
Gosh. Yes.
She's so
we
nice.
Interviewed Patrika Darbo, who plays Nancy Wesley on the show, and you can find that here on Blog Talk Radio. Just push play. It's about an hour long, so it's not too long. And she's really sweet, and we talked about everything from coupon clipping to all the stuff that Nancy did
animal,
to
like
Mike
animal,
Horton.
Animal shelters and
Yeah, she's really cool, and she's just as sweet and as nice as you think she would be. And she's celebrating, what, 40th marriage anniversary?
Oh, 40th? I didn't even catch that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's huge. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I'm really enjoying her on back on the show. I know she's not on long term, but really enjoy her with Chloe, and like her scenes with Jennifer the other day were wow. They were awesome. So.
Oh, yeah.
Fun to see her back.
Yeah, and she's back to being the real Nancy. She's just not Chloe's mom. You know, she's a shit stirrer and, you know, all on her own. I mean, she's a thousand times better at it than Chloe is. I mean, if you know, Dirty Deeds done dirt cheap, you know. You call Nancy. She'll get it done for you. So make sure you check out the Patrika interview, and she's really super cool. And I wish she was on longer, and maybe next time bring Craig with her. Can you imagine Craig and Nancy and Anne like all conniving against Jennifer at the same time? Oh,
that would be
gosh.
Fun.
So let's talk about rate with our rate nerd cake correspondent.
All right. Well, what can we say? I think they were only on, at least together, one day this week on Thursday, which is a bummer. But there's some good rate stuff coming up next week. Next week and the week, I think it's the week after that, you know, someone discovers rate. They find out about them and stuff. So that should be fun as Salem starts figuring this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, Rafe and Kate are in bed. They seem to, seem to find that bed quite frequently, which I'm enjoying because, you know, honestly, neither one of them have had much bedroom action on screen for a while. You know, so it's nice to see them getting some of that because they're both very attractive people and they have awesome chemistry. And so it's a lot of fun, and we're getting more and more Rate fans and more people discovering them, and so it's a lot of fun. And it opens up with them in bed, actually under the covers, and I don't know. I mean, I think she might have been serving him decaf. And, of course, decaf is Rate code, so based on her fantasy the other day a couple weeks ago when she was fantasizing about him, reflecting on their evening together, and she had she ordered decaf, and Sonny's like, wow, or said something like, well, that's some really, you're really enjoying that decaf, and she was, you know, thinking about her evening with Rafe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of become a catchphrase now for the Rafe fans. And so, decaf is definitely code. So they're in bed and they're enjoying each other's company. And he gets a call. We've all decided, the Rate fans have decided that he really needs to lose that damn phone. I mean, because it rings every time they're in bed together. It's like, can you please just turn the damn thing off for a while? Because it's either Gabby or the station. So this time it was the station
mm-hmm.
calling and letting him know that Stefano is back in town. Dun, 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 dun. And so Kate's like, he says, oh, bad news, you know, Stefano. She goes, what, is he dead? And he's like, no, he's back in town. And she's like, maybe we should end this, meaning their relationship. And he's like, was that your way of letting me down easy? Like, you want to go back to him? And he didn't look real happy about it. And she said, well, no, I just, you know, I don't care. I could care less if he's back in town. I could care less if he's in Timbuktu, but he's here. He's not in Timbuktu. And basically insinuating that it could be dangerous for Rafe and if he finds out that they're together. And even though she knows she doesn't want Stefano and she knows Stefano doesn't want her, he would probably be angry and not want her to have anybody. So, because, you know, he's just that kind of guy. And so I loved Rafe's reaction. He was so cute. He was just like, oh, he goes, you're worried about me. You're concerned. You're worried he's going to come after me. And he gets this, like, little gleam in his eye, and he's like, actually, I kind of hope he does find out. He goes, I'd rather enjoy him knowing about this, you know. So it's just really cute the way he right away was, like, ready to take him on. And, I, you know, of course, what woman doesn't love that? You know, what woman's not going to respond positively to that? You know, like, hey, I'm proud to be with you and let him find out, and I'm not afraid of him kind of thing. And so I know the little Rafe fans, we all of our hearts skip a little beat with that, and because we're, you know, fangirls, you know how it is. But and then more kissing ensued, but they, you know, basically he reassured her, but I think this is going to play into the story that she's going to be worried that he's, you know, going to be in jeopardy. So, but I think it's really sweet that she's concerned about him and that he's willing to take a bullet for the team, so to speak, because he's obviously enjoying her company and enjoying getting to know her better. And I just love those two. They're just so, they're playful and they're cute, but they also have really mad chemistry, and they also are really, you know, just, I don't know, I just like that it's shown a different side of both of their characters. It's really brought out different elements in both of them. And then he wanted to go see Gabby, of course, because he always thinks of Gabby, his little sister, when he's in bed with Kate for some reason, really annoying. But he says, you know, I really need to go see Gabby. She's getting married tomorrow or whatever. And, you know, she's like, well, could I go with you? There's something I want to give her. And he's like, well, boy, aren't you generous? Because just the other day she'd given Gabby a spa gift. And she's like, well, I just, you know, I wanted to take something for her. And he's like, well, you know, you're so generous or something. She goes, well, don't let that get out because, you know, it's going to ruin my reputation. So it was real cute. It's a little cute play with each other. And then I think they go back to enjoying each other a little bit, and then he has to leave, so or something. Anyway, then later on, Kate they go and meet up with Gabby, and I think she's kind of like, why is she? You know, why? You know, I think she kind of asked Rafe, you know, like, well, why is she? Is it because of Will? I'm carrying Will's grand, you know, baby or whatever. But at any rate, no pun intended. Kate presents her with something blue for her wedding, and it's these gorgeous blue, you know, gorgeous earrings for her to wear on her wedding day. So it was very sweet, and Gabby actually hugged Kate, which was a huge step considering she's kind of hated her to this point. So it was really sweet, and of course, Rafe noticed. I thought that was cute. So anyway, I think that was most of what happened with Rafe. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, so are you enjoying it?
Hmm. Of course I am. Yeah, it was...
I mean, because you think they're hot, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and no, I thought they were great this week. I thought that they should have been on more often.
Exactly.
And,
that's the first part.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised that that they still don't know what happened with Nick and Will. And I wonder if they're going to team up when they find out. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And I felt bad for Kate just after she left the pub, after she gave Gabby, I think there were sapphire earrings, and she left. And I made that joke when she was giving her something blue. I made a joke that she was going to give her the blue streak. Which actually would have distracted people from the bad dress, so that might not have been a bad idea.
Yeah, would have been a favor.
Holy cow, that was a horrible dress. That was like, wow. I mean, Denise, really, the wedding dresses have been just horrible. I mean, Madison's dress was horrible. I remember one of the worst dresses ever was Belle and Philip. It just didn't fit her.
Yeah.
I think Nicole's dress to EJ, there's too much room in the chest and it didn't look good. It looks like none of these dresses fit the girls. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after she left the pub, Kate was obviously concerned about Stefano and Rafe. And felt for her. She's like, she knows she really wants to be with Rafe, and she's thinking, you know, her fun time might be ending. And that made me sad.
I know.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the not hot and the most annoying couple ever. And I mean, I fell asleep watching the show on Wednesday. It was Tannifer. They were so bad.
Geez.
It was
so bad.
And at this point, I think Daniel is a masochist. Why is he staying with this crazy bitch who fights with him every single day?
I'm like, where's the win? The sex can't be that good. I'm sorry. Do they even have sex?
They're not having any.
I mean, where's the payoff for him? You're right. He is a masochist. I mean, he, Daniel, it'd be less painful for you to stand there and pound your head into the wall. I mean, come on. And it might actually feel better, you know? I mean, it is, and I know a few people who, and no offense to anyone who really enjoys them, but I just find the whole pairing, like you said, just annoying and obnoxious and boring, and why do they keep forcing it on us? I mean, I hated Daniel and Chloe. I mean, Daniel and Chloe, and I'm almost like, are they trying to force that back together? I don't know. I don't think Nadia is on long term, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, are they trying to make us hate Jennifer so bad that we want Chloe and Daniel again? I don't know, but I cannot fathom what they see in this pairing. I just don't. I don't get it. And I don't know. I'll let you. I actually didn't see. I skipped around some this week, and I didn't actually see Wednesday's last point that I left off with them. Was where she had seen Daniel at the hotel, thought that he had sex with Chloe, and then ran into him out in the park or whatever, the town square. And that's kind of where I left off. What happened on Wednesday with them? Not that I care, but, you know, for the sake of the show.
Yeah, everybody has to forgive me, even though I reread my tweets this week. I mean, you'd have to, like, draw a diagram. Because I think Jennifer and Chloe, both like arrived at Daniel's hotel room and left twice, and he left his own hotel room too. So it's really confusing to get everything straight. I think Chloe went there, but she thought he was there, and he was a bit hungover, and she kissed him, and he told her to leave, so she left. So then I think eventually Chloe comes back. I think she heard Jennifer and called her and told her Jennifer was coming. So Chloe steals Nancy's sleeping aids and gives it to Daniel and I in a hangover remedy, which is funny because Daniel's already hungover and it's only been like 10 seconds before he stopped drinking. So he takes it and he passes out, and so somehow his shirt got off. I don't even know how that happened. So
She rolled him over and took one sleeve off, then rolled him over on his stomach and took the other.
Oh, I missed that. Thanks. And
yeah,
then
it was very great. It was very carefully choreographed. It was quite nice, actually. But you know,
so
most entertaining part of the whole episode, in my opinion. But anyway,
figures. That's the part I missed. Yeah. So Jennifer shows up, and the whole time too, just like I guess this really is Kristen's old hotel room, so it looks exactly the same. This is the only hotel room in America that the door doesn't lock as soon as you shut it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Even the Motel 6 or whatever would lock. I mean, come on.
And that, for some reason, he's not even shutting the door. I mean, who the hell goes lays down bed in their hotel room and leaves the door open?
Well, most hotel doors shut automatically. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought maybe Jennifer had a key. I mean, like, I thought maybe he had given her a card or something, because I was trying to figure out how she kept getting in.
Yeah, I think the door was unlocked.
Ugh.
And, like, partially open. That's all both of them got. And so Jennifer comes in and thinks that Chloe and Daniel had sex, which is weird, because Daniel's lying in bed asleep and Chloe's standing there completely
perfectly
dressed.
Perfectly clothed. Yeah, with her hair completely coiffed or whatever you want, buffed or whatever you say.
Yeah, her hair not messed up, makeup perfect. She just looks perfect. Yeah, so Jennifer jumps to the wrong conclusion and leaves. So then Chloe leaves, and then and Daniel's, I think Chloe is afraid or something that Daniel overdosed, so she calls him and wakes him up.
This poor
guy is drunk, tired, and on sleeping medicine. For some reason or other, I think he wakes up, and then he goes to the park area, and Jennifer's there, and Daniel says, "Oh, I was thinking about you all night," and she slaps him. It was so funny. That's really the wrong thing to say to a woman when she thinks you're having sex with someone else, is, "What, I was thinking about you the whole time." And so
didn't Jennifer punch him or something?
I thought it was a slap.
Yes, yeah,
so she leaves, and then Chloe thinks, "Oh, I'll call Jennifer." And actually, I thought this was smart, and I thought this was a nice twist. One that Chloe and Daniel did not have sex, so that was a nice twist. Usually, that does happen, and usually, someone ends up pregnant. And where they kind of did the whole Abby Austin thing, that Austin thought it did happen, and Abby.
Uh-huh.
Tells him it happened. So Chloe instead tells Jennifer nothing happened. And of course, already knowing that Jennifer jumps to conclusions, and Chloe calls her up and says nothing happened, and Jennifer calls her a witch and hangs up. And
tells her to never call again or whatever,
Yeah. So, and then Nancy realizes she has never sleeping pills, and Chloe remembers she probably left them there. So Chloe decides not to go back to his hotel room for the third time that night. And so Nancy goes over, and she finds the pills and leaves. So
there's no security at this hotel, period. I mean, you can just walk in anybody's hotel room, you know, there, and it's fine, so.
Yeah, I just don't understand how Daniel's even awake at this point.
Yeah.
If Chloe's worried if she overdosed him, that's a lot of sleeping pills, especially to someone who's not used to them, and alcohol. I mean, she's lucky he's still breathing at this
point. She's lucky that there's no damage to his, his brainstem at this point.
This is our PSA from the Diva and Miss Anna. Do not take sleeping pills and alcohol at the same time.
Yeah.
Don't flip them to anybody. That's asking for trouble.
Exactly.
So, yeah, she can just not wake up, basically. So, I just don't understand how Daniel is functioning with all that stuff in his system. So, and I don't understand why we have this couple. I mean, seriously, they break up every episode.
The reason they have this couple is because, for some reason, the powers that be seem to be huge fans of Daniel's, and I have not been able to understand that for going on 3+ years. The only time I found him appealing, and okay, I'm a big Kate fan, but I found him appealing during the Kate and Daniel period, because the date period. Because he was caring for her, she had cancer. They had chemistry, I thought. And, he was being really sweet to her and tender and being there for her and all. And, of course, that all ended when he had he started lusting after Chloe. But that's one of the reasons I cannot stand Daniel and Chloe. But, I mean, I found him appealing during that period of time. Mm-hmm. I felt like Kate made him more more human and more normal and stuff. I don't know. And they did have chemistry, in my opinion. But
mm-hmm.
it's like everything else they've done before or after that, I just don't get. And I always feel like with Daniel that they're forcing a square peg into a round hole with every scenario they do. And I mean, he's a good actor. I mean, even when he and Kate fight, they're kind of hot, you know, and he can be kind of funny. And I think he's adorable. I loved him as a dad. I loved him with Melanie. I thought they were really sweet together, and I love him with Parker. But other than Kay, I have not really found any of the pairings they've had him with to really be very good. I mean, I just don't see the chemistry, or I'm just not enjoying it or whatever. And I just feel like the show maybe tries too hard to find something that works for him. And it's not that he's an attractive man. He's, you know, got a great, well, let's face it, you know, got a great chest. I mean, you know how I like chests, but it's, I don't know what it is, but I always feel like it's forced. And
mm-hmm.
so, and I feel like he as an actor is more, you know, when he's in scenes with somebody who's playing his child, like whether it's Melanie or Parker, there's a sensitivity there that I pick up on that I think is really sweet. And I like
mm-hmm.
that, but I just don't see these relationships, these women that he's with. I mean, like you said, where's the payoff for Daniel in this whole Jennifer thing? I'd be like, geez, you know, like, he must be a masochist if he's really going to hang out with her, because it just doesn't seem to work. And I can't figure out where the payoff is for either one of them, quite frankly. I would say just scrap the whole thing. And if they keep him around, if he stays in Salem, find somebody else. I don't know. Find somebody new. I don't know. I just, it's neither, none of it's working for me.
I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. And, Jennifer had the right idea last week. She's like, okay, Chloe's going after my daughter. You know, maybe I should just
mm-hmm.
break up with Daniel and, you know, put some space between them. I mean, she could have just done that. You know, I mean, usually in soaps, yeah, that usually means the other woman wins, because the guy will immediately go to the other woman with a, you know, rebound
right.
chick thing. But in real life, you know, I think if someone's not interested in someone, they're not going to go after them. You know, it's just a whole kind of gross, I can't get the person I want, so you're second best. So, okay,
right.
you,
yeah.
Nobody wants to be second best.
Right, right.
So, but, I don't know. I just don't understand the whole concept of this couple. They're just so horrible to watch, and they don't have any chemistry. And we were talking,
no, they don't. Ugh.
Yeah. Actually, I thought the cutest chemistry he's had was with Lisa Rinna's Billy for a few
moments. That was actually kind of interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a few kind of funny scenes that I thought, you know, that might have been interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, we all said this. We enjoy seeing Daniel as a father. He's great with Parker. He was great with Melanie. It's just, I just don't like him as a leading
romantic
man.
Romantic lead or whatever.
Yeah, he's not doing it for me. So we're still on that freaking Danifer roller coaster.
Yeah.
That never ends.
Oh, and it's a nightmare. And I hate roller coasters, so yeah, you can imagine how I feel about it.
I like them when I'm younger, but I mean, I get like freaking panicky.
Oh,
but my 11-year-old.
This is like a roller coaster you want to get off of before it ever starts. And unfortunately, we're stuck on a loop, the Danifer roller coaster loop.
Yeah, and it's one of those really rough roller coasters, too, where you're banging your head on the seats and, you know, rough one. What started the whole drinking episode, I forgot, was Maxine's party that Danifer totally trashed and ruined for that poor woman.
Way to go, Danifer. Poor Maxine's working her ass off at the hospital, and she's the most valuable employee. Everybody loves her, you know. And what they do, they get trashed and ruin the party.
Yeah.
And ruin the party.
Basically, the only
and
people
poor
who have
Anne, you know. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Anne to turn on Chloe. This could get interesting if they let her, if they keep her around. Because, you know, Chloe treats her like shit. I'm like, why is Anne helping her out anymore? This is the point where I would like to see Anne turn the table somehow
mm-hmm.
and, like, get revenge on Chloe or something.
Oh, yeah, but Chloe was nasty to her. She was hanging up on her.
Yeah.
She was telling her to leave. And Chloe was babysitting for her. For free.
Yeah.
I mean, Anne was actually babysitting for Chloe for free at a few times. It's like, why are you putting up all of her crap for? It's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Anne versus Chloe would be a lot of fun. And, I mean, who was running the hospital when you have Cameron, Anne, Jennifer, Daniel, and Maxine were all at the pub? So who was working the hospital that day? I guess Kayla's at the pub, too.
Yeah,
Kayla's at the pub.
Yeah, that's right.
So we don't have any other nurses and we don't have any other doctors.
Yeah,
so. another.
Lexi's ghost was looking over the hospital to make sure everything was going okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, of course, without Jennifer's usually the one who gets hospitalized all the time, too. So with her,
Lord.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
Her next organ needs to be removed.
Oh, yeah. If they could just, like, keep it removed this time and not replace it, that would be awesome.
The other big story this week was everybody trying to figure out how to get back in Nick.
So do you think this is leading up to a whodunit with Nick being the victim, or... What do you think's going to... I am not really paying much attention to spoilers, so I don't know what people are saying, but it's lining up that everyone's going to be going after Nick, it looks like, right? So, I don't know. Should be interesting.
He's still filming, though. He's still tweeting that he's filming.
Yeah.
Yes, I think Blake's fine. Now, and there was a spoiler out that Days was casting for a district attorney, and that got even crazier because Victoria Rowell said in the interview that she wanted to audition for that role. And I think somebody said it, so she was Sony or Days wouldn't let her do it. I can't remember who it was. But she was having a cow about it. She could not believe that she basically got blacklisted from Days, too. And it's like, she's still angry and bitter that the wrestlers let her go 10 million years ago. She's still bitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's still talking trash. I guess she tried to get her fans organized to boycott Young and Restless. So naturally, when you have Sony owning Young and Restless, partially owning or whatever, they're producing Young and Restless and Days, well, why would they want this shit stir on Days?
Right.
When she is trying to kill Young and the Restless. It doesn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we know there's a district attorney, and they wanted someone kind of famous and in a minority for that role. And that's Meg. So someone's going to get in trouble. So it could be Nick, it could be Gabby, it could be Will. I mean, I think it's, I don't know how it's good.
How fun were the scenes with Lucas and Sammy on Monday and Tuesday? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh.
That
was so fun. I just love that. And I loved Lucas. If you want to talk about it. I just thought, oh, my God, I thought, I'm dying. We got to talk about that. Those were so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's trying to lift Sammy up to get the boxes out of the evidence room to find the stuff and to try to find those things on Will so they can get rid of them, the evidence, about from the cabin of when he shot EJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, God, when did you gain weight? And she's like, when you stopped lifting weights. And I thought, oh, I loved it. But they were so cute. It reminded me of the old days, I don't really need to see them as romantic partners anymore. Even though I've always loved Looney. I love Lucas and Sammy together. I just love, I'm glad the show is writing scenes for them to at least partner up to, for their son's sake and stuff. I mean, those were such fun scenes. I just loved them.
Oh my gosh, they were so funny, and in the scenes, Lucas was finding all these boxes about famous murders, and like Trent Robbins, and Sammy found the evidence. She said something about the Demir murders, and Lucas says, "Well, you have to be more specific."
There was like a whole Demira section. You know?
There was a whole Demira section. So, which I thought Bo had all that evidence, but and then they put it on the disc or something. Yeah, it was,
It was funny.
Yeah, so it was funny. And then Reef off was that he recognized Sammy's perfume. And that's like, that tipped off. There was someone in the.
And then she's like, "Well, how did you figure out that it was me, that I was here?" He's like, your perfume or something. She's like, "Well, how'd you do that?" Or something. Because I remember paying $100 for it or something like that. I thought that was cool. But I didn't sense any chemistry with those two. It was definitely, I mean, he let them off because he thought they were trying to find, they were trying to research Nick to see,
right.
You know, he basically assumed based on the box with the Trent Robbins evidence, he basically assumed they were there trying to protect Will's baby by checking out Nick to look into his past to see, you know, if there was anything they needed to be aware of, kind of thing. I mean, as if conviction for murder wasn't enough and a drug addict. But I'm glad, you know, I'm glad Rafe let him go and stuff. But I didn't really pick up on any chemistry between the two. I mean, it was kind of cool that that's how he figured out she was there. It was pretty funny. And he's like, "Sammy, on the count of three," like you would do with your three-year-old. It was so funny. "Count of three. If you don't come out by the count of three, I'm going to go get your dad." She's in her 30s, you know. It's like, So I like those scenes. Those were fun. And I like the scene before that where Rafe has no clue what's happened with Nick blackmailing and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Lucas, can you kind of, you know, when Sammy finds out about this wedding, she's going to go ballistic, can you kind of, like, watch it?" So it's kind of funny to see the guys in Sammy's life, like, working together to, like, keep her from going, you know, off the chain. So
it was funny, Lucas trying to improvise his alibi.
I honestly don't know how either one of them kept a straight face. I was about to lose it listening to him explain. Then Lonnie found a dark place and just decided to sit and think for a little bit in the quiet. I was dying. Oh, my gosh. That was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, he just kept digging the ditch deeper and deeper.
And you know, and Rafe is getting smarter now that he's in bed with Kate more now, because he said, "Oh, please don't go existential on me," or something. I was like, wow, that's a big word for Rafe to use. I'm impressed. Kate must be giving him, linguistics lessons or something. Something, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing something to him that's okay. No, but anyway. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Yeah, Lenny was fantastic, and at the end, when Rafe lets them go, they go back to Common Grounds, and EJ shows up, and you know, they admit to EJ they failed, and Lucas starts bashing Sammy. He's like, "Yeah, our plan was full of Swiss cheese. It was full of holes," and he's like, "I'm out. I'm not going back to jail." And Sammy was making a comment about, you know, how middle age basically set in on Lucas, and that's why, you know, he's not game for breaking back in there and getting the evidence. So, and Lucas left the building, and then it was pretty funny. Then Sammy was contemplating telling Rafe the truth, and DJ's not interested in that at all. So, but yeah, that was some really great stuff. So if anybody didn't see that, I would recommend looking, rewatching it Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, fast forward through Danifer to get to the Lucas Bellamy stuff and the, you know.
If you removed Danifer from this week, it actually wasn't that bad of a week.
It was a good week. It actually was really good. Stefano's back.
Yeah.
And now I didn't see some of the scenes after later in the week, but I know Brady overheard Chris, and I honestly can't, I don't like Brady and Kristen together. I don't like that story, but I was intrigued because I was watching because Stefano was back, and I love Stefano, so I was watching his scene. And Kristen, Brady overhears Kristen saying that her plan is fully in force, and he's going to like the way Stefano's going to like the way the end game on it or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
Brady overhears it. So what happened after that? Because I didn't see anything. Did Brady call her on it, or is Brady on to her now, and he's going to be playing her? Or what's going on? Is he still clueless, or has she explained it away?
What do you think the answer is, Anna? Is Brady
he's still clueless, and she's explained it away.
Yes. Because she somehow saw him in the mirror, which I don't know how she did, because the mirror was behind her and in front of him, so I'm not sure how that happened. So that was kind of bad, right? Yeah, I mean, maybe they put the mirror on the other side of the room. Yeah, that would show the stairwell. But you have a mirror not facing the stairwell. I don't know how she did it.
No.
And so she's like, oh, she said, well, Brady's essential to my life. And she just went on about how much she loves Brady. And I think Stefano caught on, too, and kind of confirmed the whole thing.
Of course. Naturally.
Yeah. Oh, Stefano was fantastic this week when he showed up.
He's looking good.
Yes, he looks fantastic, and he was well-dressed this week. He looked great. I think he was wearing purple. He looked really great. And he noticed the chessboard was all messed up, and I thought that was funny. And so,
he doesn't realize it, so he might have to go and get it, cleaned or something, knowing that those nasty guys had sex on it. But anyway.
Yeah, I thought he actually did kind of get a clue that maybe they did mess it up in a naked type of way. So,
lovely.
Yeah, and so, what was I going to say? Oh, Kristen was going to go run into John at breakfast, and she asked Stefano to get reacquainted with Brady, and he said, oh, what fun. So it was really funny. So it was really funny and awkward. So Brady spending time with Stefano, and then and Kristen, and then all three of them were kind of holding hands, and then EJ walks in and takes a picture.
Oh, this would be my new screensaver or whatever.
It was really, really
so sarcastic.
Funny.
Sarcastic. I love him. He is so funny.
Yeah, and so I think Brady and Kristen slipped off. They said they were unpacking, but they were just kind of shedding. They were basically shedding their clothes, really. And so while EJ and Stefano, that's unpacking. That's a new phrase we're doing yet, I guess.
She opened the package. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yeah, and so Stefano asked for EJ to move back in, and he's refused. And,
I can't see how that would be a good idea, having Sammy and the kids move in and EJ move in. Mm-hmm. Yes, Stefano, that would be a great idea. But I think that would be funny to see with Kristen living under that roof and Sammy. Mm, that would be an interesting combination. But anyway.
I think we're eventually going to get there with Chad, too. So,
to have Tony come back.
I know.
They've got the wrong Demiras in there. They need to get Tony back.
Oh, I know. It kind of doesn't really make any sense. He's not there. But, there was Chad there, and they had a nice little talk, and I think Chad's going to move in eventually. And that was leads us to EJ and Sammy. They were out in the square, and EJ tells Sammy that Stefano's back in town, and he already saw him. And first, Sammy gets mad for him not telling her when he found out Stefano was coming back, and then she's like, Stefano's the one person who could say Will. So she was more mad that EJ didn't tell her, because he thought Stefano would be useful to her. And so I think Sammy's post, I think she was just going to go to Stefano and ask for help. I don't really know what her plan was. And then EJ comes up with the plan that
maybe all of them move into the mansion, but that's what Stefano really wants. And Sammy was considering it, and then on her own on Friday, she has this hilarious fantasy, this daydream about living in the Demira mansion. And it was hilarious. That's just everybody seen on Friday.
Oh,
I've seen some people kind of complaining that they thought it was campy. It's like, how can you go? I mean, we haven't had Sammy has fantasies like that, and I think
and there used to be a lot of campy stuff.
And it was, you know, and it was just, you know, a few minutes in one episode. It's not like it was a campy storyline that stretched out for months or years, like the Susan Bank stuff.
Right. I mean, you need to have a little levity now and again and a little humor. Come on, people.
And I mean, seriously, I mean, if you had the opportunity to move into a mobster's house, would you kind of think the scenarios in your head, what could happen if you were there? I mean, that's just a natural reaction, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had this fantasy that Sammy practically looked like Mary, the housekeeper there. Like her hair was all braided down. Like actually she had a really bad like Jennifer hair day in this sequence. And she was dressed in gray. She was dressed really conservatively. And then Kristen had this really crazy big hair. Like she had the biggest bumpet ever on the back of her head. And looked like kind of chunky cheap jewelry, and she's ordering Sammy to get her a drink, and basically she's bossing Sammy around. Sammy's just miserable, and Kristen's like, oh, I'm so shocked how well you can hold your tongue like that and, you know, not snap back at Kristen. And then you hear Marlena in the background yelling, run, Sammy, run. And it was funny. So she's asking Kristen about it, and Kristen's like, yeah, I have Marlena held downstairs in the basement. And basically, you know, Kristen did do that. There's nothing Sammy can really do about it, but she kind of sold her soul already to Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at the end of fantasy, Sammy's like, oh, I just can't do this. I can't move in there, you know.
That's
so
fun.
Anyway, but
I bet they had fun
Friday.
Taping that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they all looked like they were having a blast. But, yeah. And I wanted to touch on one more thing, then we'll start taking callers. We have two callers. The John, we talked about John, Kristen, and Marlena, yeah. Yeah, so John John shows up in town, and then he decides he's just going to be Mr. Nice Guy and pretend that he accepted Kristen and Brady. Of course, Kristen's on to him, and Brady's kind of on to him, but Brady's playing along anyway. So they meet up for breakfast, and Kristen's there, and they're all sweet, and Brady gets up and leaves, but he has a phone call, and Kristen goes over to John and says, if you want to see Brady, you have to go through me, and she like puts her hands on him and stuff like that, and she's really letting him know basically that she's still into him, and he actually responds positively, which shocked the hell out of her. And while that was going on, Brady's outside, and he runs into Marlena and flat out just tells Marlena not to go into the coffee shop because Kristen's there with John.
Mm-hmm.
And then John suggested they all go out for dinner. And then later, Marlena sees John at the pub. And she asks him if he's there to bring down Kristen. And that was the end of the episode. And she found out John was in town because Kristen threw it in Marlena's face at the hospital. Kristen said, John's in town and he's not back in town for you. So, yes. And I think it's this week Kristen gets the ring. So,
oh, Lord.
I know. Good old Brady.
I'm not sure. Poor clueless guy. But we did get a nice shot of his chest this week, so that was nice. And the view was unimpeded because she was out of the bed. You know, he woke up and sat up, and I was like, "Oh, Brady bare chest moment, great, awesome, love that."
Oh, and I forgot, Nick and Gabby got married at the Horton residents, and Gabby looked horrible. Jennifer looked horrible. I'm not sure what the hell's going on. I mean, Jennifer's dress was just, like I said, it looked like my aunt's wallpaper from the 1970s. It was
oh
really
God.
Awful. The orange color of the 70s, and it was shiny like a mirror.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, I mean, just look at the picture of the dress. It was really bad.
Oh, my God.
And Caroline was funny. Caroline told Nick and Gabby not to screw it up, the wedding. Yeah, and the marriage. And then Nicole's talking to Eric, and they found out Vargas is the first guy that Eric's taking in. I guess he's staying at the convent or church, or I don't know where the hell they're sticking this guy. And Nicole's like, you can't have this guy move in here. And and she was saying something like, oh, she's afraid he's going to get hurt. And Eric leaves, and Caroline shows up, and she wants to know what's going on. And Nicole says, Eric's letting an ex-con move in here. And Caroline says, you? So that was
how funny.
Caroline was really zinging everybody on Friday. She was like, so Caroline basically says, hey, I trust my grandson. So, that's pretty much how that was left. So, I think we hit everything. So, is there anything else you want to expand on before I take some callers?
No, I can't think of anything. I think that's... I'm glad we got some callers. All right.
All right. Well, we have April here, and April's test biggism. George didn't call in.
Oh,
yes,
that's right. We didn't
am.
Get to hear George's sexy voice. We're going to have to listen. We have to go back and listen next week, or to last week's, right, April?
Well, that's
we're
true.
We're going to have to arm wrestle for George, I think, because I think that's what's going to happen. We're just going to have to meet somewhere, or we're just going to have to get it settled. Because right now, this whole, you know, both vying for George's affection things is not working. We just gotta,
first of all, I'd like to know why the hell he's on the show. I want the excuse, and it better be a
That's
good
right.
one, because I've been looking forward to this. Ask Terry all day.
Yes, we need to hunt George down on Firefox. Is it Firefox?
Firefox
Fox
is
fire,
online.
Foxfire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to hunt
he
him down
every
on
every Saturday night, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It is. Hunt him down.
He's
we should call
his
show.
Right after
call his show and ask where his sexy voice was on the Diva Duel.
Well, I think we should all call at the same time and ask him where the heck he was. This is not acceptable.
Is your husband getting jealous yet, April?
No.
He needs to start
Are you kidding me after 23 years? No. No.
Tell him he needs to start practicing sounding like George.
Well, that's not possible. My last name is Gutierrez, so.
Oh.
I have a Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, Latin. Ooh, yes. Oui, oui.
Oh, yes. I love the voices.
Yes.
What
do you think of this
show
week?
So far? What do you guys think of Dave?
Oh, it was good during the week, except for Danifer.
Oh, yeah. We agree there.
Ugh.
What do you think about Stefano coming back?
It was great to see him. I enjoyed seeing him. I used to be a Stefano and Kate fan, I have to admit. But, I'm totally happy with Rate, so they don't need to go back to Stefano and Kate now. I'm very happy. But
I agree.
It was really nice to see Stefano back in town, and he's looking great. I mean, Joe looks great. He's got that. I mean, he's a sexy guy. I mean, he may have been on this planet for a long time, but he has still got it. Let me tell you, that goatee. Yeah, he's got that it factor, and he's funny too. I just love him.
Oh,
so
yes.
It was just great to see him. The only thing that would make it better is if Tony were alive and moved in.
Oh, amen.
Well.
How many times these people have more lives than cats? Tony could come back same as Stefano.
Oh,
I mean.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Heck, single-handedly, we've written how many different ways that he could come back, you know? So it's like the writers, if NBC wanted to do it, they'd have a way. Because we would buy whatever preposterous story they came up with. We don't care. We just want to see Tony again, you know? So, but wouldn't that be fun to have Tony and Stefano and EJ and Chad and,
well,
you know, even
yeah,
if it's,
I
even
to reiterate on what you're saying. They're all moving into the Damaris. From what I'm getting, he's already gotten Chad to basically say he's moving in. EJ and Sammy are going to move in, basically, it looks like. So he'll help them with Will. It looks like there's going to be a house full, and I think that's going to be something interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Because for a long time, when Kate was living there, I thought it would be fun if other people moved in and they, you know, like, they'd have more to play off of with the humor and the, you know, frenemy kind of stuff going on. That would have been, like, if Tony and Anna had come back and you had Kate and Stefano and EJ and Sammy or whoever, you know, I just think that would have been fun. So I think it would be entertaining to have everybody, because poor Chad's only lived there for a short time. He moved in and moved out so quickly, but he's really never had a chance to interact regularly as a Demira.
Right.
EJ's so funny. I mean, you know, James is so funny with his delivery of EJ. I can just see the snark a mile away once they're all in the house together, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it should be
fun. At least
we'll
get
Chad's
story, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys see
Brady's
still standing
around? If Brady's not going to get a clue for a while, that'll be interesting to have him there, too. Sammy and Brady are half, or stepbrother and sister or whatever, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, Brady's already there. I think he just moved in a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I think Kristen's been working on Chad. And then last off, Sammy and EJ were discussing it. Did you guys see Sammy's fantasies about her basically being Kristen's maid, bringing her a drink? And, oh, wasn't that
I haven't seen that part yet, but Carrie was talking about, yes.
That was hilarious.
Something about how funny it was. So I've definitely got to look that up. I've definitely got to watch. I missed recording it on my DVR on Friday, so I'm going to have to watch. I'll DVR it tomorrow night and watch it, so.
Oh, it was good. I see a lot of potential stories there. I think it's going to be great how they're rounding them all up to go into the mansion. What did you guys think about the wedding of Gabby and Nick?
It was awful.
It was awful. She's a pretty girl, but number one, the dress is ugly.
Yeah.
I understand she's pregnant, but, I mean, she's not the first pregnant bride ever in Salem.
Yeah.
Right.
What I find annoying is, and I'm sure it probably bothers her that they're writing Gabby to be such a follower, but it's like, I mean, this girl, like, single-handedly had Melanie, like, kidnapped, practically murdered, and, you know, and suddenly the girl can't have an original thought or,
Nick.
She's following him like sheep to a shepherd. I mean, come on, really?
Oh, I know.
So that's annoying the crap out of me right now. I just want her to get wise on things and go ballistic or something. But, you know,
I realize
it's all kind of part of the plot and everything, but I'm just like, I'm just like, seriously? It's like, well, if Nick says it's so, you know, I can just see her saying, well, Nick says this and Nick says that. I'm like, oh, shut up. You know, I mean, it's annoying. So, the only thing, we know it's going to implode. So, that's the good part. We know this isn't like Beau and Hope getting married or something. You know, we know that this isn't a super couple getting married. Although, I do love Blake Barris and I do think he's doing a masterful job.
He's a great actor,
I love the way he's playing this role. But you do hate Nick. I mean, he's made me hate Nick.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the way he's playing it. And I think, I have to say, because, you know, we go through periods of where the writing is just pure crap, and you're just like, why am I even wasting my time? And then, but lately, I have to say, even in the stories I'm not really that fond of or whatever, I really have to say, I think the writing's been really good lately. It just really has taken a turn, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I had one question that you might know. Has Gabby been informed by anyone that Will has relinquished his rights as a father? Because she seems to not have any clue.
I don't think she knows. Is it going to explain to her? Neither Rafe nor Gabby know any of that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, I mean,
they find out
somebody,
this week.
Is her child going to tell her? You know, I was curious to that. I mean, I understand they can't tell how Nick got Will to do it, but it's been like, what, a few days since
the papers were signed. I'm like, hello, is anybody going to tell her what's going on with her child? That's what irritates me about Nick. It's like, he's nobody, you know, and it's like
he's
in control of the whole world.
Yeah, he's a control freak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they find
out. I think
that story
is going to explode.
Well, what I'm curious about, too, is how are, I hope that Rafe and Kate are aligned, whatever happens. You know, I hope they're not at odds or whatever, but.
Right. Kate and Rafe, I think they're all going to end up probably working together against Nick. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah,
and I agree
Nick
with
is,
you guys.
Nick's
Rafe,
a shifty
hot.
Guy.
Yeah.
Blake's playing him really well.
I agree.
I can see why Blake agreed to come back, because they definitely have given Nick a lot of layers and a lot of. He's no longer just the nerdy genius that he started out like with Chelsea. You know, he really. I mean, and he had range even then, but they've really, he's added, the writers and he have really added some layers to this that, you know, make it interesting, so.
Oh, right. You know, that's the best thing of a performer. If they can make you feel, whether it's love or hate, you know,
uh-huh.
they've done their job. And
Fantasy-wise,
I hate Nick's gut. I can't wait till Stefano and Sammy and them pounce on him. But actor-wise, I think... Back to before, I never gave Nick a thought other than he's been obsessed about Melody or obsessed about whoever. And his character really brings out the emotion. I'm like, I hate him. You know, I want him to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a sign of a good actor when they really make you feel anything. You know.
Yeah.
He's good.
He is. He really is.
You know, let me bring on Amanda because she's been on hold for a while too. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey,
can I just talk about, I know you guys talked about this a little bit, but I have to bring it up. It wasn't the wedding itself. It was the day, early morning. I think it was Thursday, I think. And what was it, Gabby and Nick were in bed talking. And I thought it was so funny. On her wedding day, the only thing she was really worrying about was, what's going on with Will? He seemed upset. Something must be wrong.
I caught that too, yeah.
And the look on Nick's face is like, holy crap, seriously? Or when she,
yeah, I'm going to all this trouble. And
what's so funny about it is even later on she goes, Will's family's being so nice. I'm going, dude, this is like her best friend. I just cannot wait till she finds out. I'm beginning to think that he underestimated this bond that she has with Will. I know most of them I don't like Gabby. The only redeeming thing I like about her is that friendship with Will. It's the only time I actually like her character.
Yeah.
Because even though she's treated him pretty horribly, she does love him.
Right.
I want to see her reaction when she finds out what's going on.
What
Nick said to Will, which I thought, this shows how delusional Nick really is. He goes, oh, when Gabby finds out what you did, she'll do her civic duty and tell Rafe and you'll go to prison. I'm like, I don't think Gabby would turn Will in. I don't think so.
No.
I'm like,
yeah.
He's how deluded Nick is.
Well, and I think maybe that's where Abby gets her cojones back. You know, maybe she turns on Nick at some point. You know, we'll see. You know, because she'll be married to him, so it's like then she's stuck with him as her husband.
She's very stupid.
And then what happens? Like, maybe this will actually turn into that part will be interesting where, you know, when she realizes the weight of what Nick has done. And because, you're right, she's always been a bit fan. I mean, she's always been in Will's corner. You know, they have a really sweet friendship there. It's really cool, you know. And he is the father of her baby, bottom line, you know. And so I think Nick is so blinded by his obsession for her that he doesn't realize, he's lost sight of the fact that she is not going to be happy about this when she finds out.
Plus, if you remember, like, last summer, it was actually the day that they created the daughter, when she was so worried that she did not want Will to hate her, so that's why she did not want him knowing what she did to Melanie and all that. It's not. I don't think she's just covering her ass. It's like his opinion seems to matter so much to her.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't think Nick's taking that into account because he's so delusional.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Doesn't he think that she's going to see right through Will's face when he suddenly decides to, you know, drop the baby out of the blue? I mean, I don't know how he's going to get around that because Gabby knows him pretty well. She should be able to read his facial expressions.
Right.
Yeah, she knows that. Well, I think yeah, I have to agree. That wedding was horrible. The thing I hated the most about it is that bitch got to wear Alice's bracelet. I went, no, No.
No.
Twitter
no.
went crazy.
Ridiculous.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. People on Twitter are like, you got to be kidding me. No.
Oh, man.
I thought it was pretty cool that
Kate gave her the blue, the sapphire earring. So that was cool.
And did anybody notice, like, while the wedding was taking place, in the corner was Hope and Jennifer grinning like idiots. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
for God's sakes, really? She's like 5 years old.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
I don't know. I'm getting sick of Hope and Jennifer talking about how wonderful Nick is. I just want to gag. It just makes look so stupid.
I know.
I feel
sorry for
Hope. She's very lost.
But, you know, I keep forgetting that, hello, they're all, Will's also related. He's a Horton, too. What the hell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know.
That's what frustrates me. They seem to side with Nick. And I'm like, wait a minute here. This is not.
I'm telling you. If they side with him after finding out that Nick's a homophobe, if I was Will, I'd say, I don't want to be related to you people anymore.
Yeah.
I would like to denounce these people.
He's going to tell Gabby, but I expected him to show up at the wedding, you know, for the end of the Friday cliffhanger, and he just, you know, I was surprised that the wedding went through.
I'm kind of actually glad the wedding went through, because it's only going to make Gabby look stupid later. But let Nick have his little happiness.
Yeah.
Let him think he's going to win, and then he's going to regularly get pulled out from under him. But I have to say, the one thing I'm really looking forward to is Stefano getting involved. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I still want that to happen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Did you guys see that scene where EJ was real hesitant about telling her that Stefano was back in town? And, and she can't wait to run over and see him and ask him for a favor. And I just like, wow, this is going to be something. All those people working together, you know.
Yeah.
EJ, I mean, dream come true, I'll tell you. We're in SoCal
right now. Oh, yeah.
The other thing, my dad's the one to point this out to me because he watches the show too. I sucked him in.
Uh-huh.
And he said what was interesting is, he says, Stefano must really like Will. I go, why? Well, he didn't kill him or, like, hurt him when he found out he shot EJ, so why wouldn't he help him?
Right.
True.
You think about it. We all know how Stefano is about his kids. He's, like, psychotic about them. So why didn't he?
Yeah.
The worst
thing
he did too was have Will break up, you know, Nicole and EJ's marriage. That's the worst thing Stefano could do to him. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Think about that. So I'm thinking,
I think he's always had a fondness for Will.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love their scenes together. It wasn't very often
when
I do. It was just so great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, April, I got a treat for you.
Yes.
I want you to meet our friend, Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth.
Okay. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh, boy. I tell you, it is always a pleasure talking to you beautiful, wonderful ladies. You know,
we're blessing now.
I celebrated my birthday this weekend instead of last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Happy birthday.
So, you girls are more than welcome to come to the celebration. As a matter of fact, I came to you guys, so,
you know.
Hey.
We love to hear your take on it.
Let me ask y'all something. Now, why would I understand this whole EJ Sammy thing, but it would be, I mean, why not just let Kate destroy him and be done with it?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely more than capable of doing it.
Good
and plus
point.
She hates the game. I mean, she hates
I think it'd be
anyway,
great to see them all work together, though.
Yeah, and this...
I think it's coming together like that, because Kate can get him from the work side. You know, she can get him from the business side.
Now, this Vargas guy, let me just say, he's hot. Okay, I said, Lord, how come it couldn't have been me, honey? How come I couldn't have been sharing the same cell? Yes, sir, honey. Yes, I do it. Yes, I will. You know, but you know, it's one of them things, honey. I cannot wait until this story really unfolds, and it's just gonna be. Trust and believe. You may not see my face on TV, but you sure enough in hell hear my voice all the way here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, Marcus, get him, honey. Yes, I wish that was me, but get him, honey.
Oh boy, I'm gonna be thinking of you, Kenneth.
Hey, I'm, Hey, honey. You know, hey, it is what it is, honey. I'm uh-huh. telling you, things are heating up around here.
Shoot. I love it.
I love it too. You know, one thing I think I've been watching this story when all of them in total, but some I don't remember what story it was, but it just kind of just fell off. All just suddenly. I don't remember. It might have been involved with Sonny or Will or something like that. But when they made that transition I know what it was. It was the pastor. Well, what's his name?
Eric.
Father Matt or the other or Eric?
Oh, yes, honey. He is a Lord have mercy. He hot too, honey.
Oh, yeah. I think men and women alike are wanting that collar off. That's all I got to say. Nicole cannot get
that
to that
particular
fast
story,
enough, believe me.
You know, he was having these nightmares, and for some reason they just stopped that. I'm not really sure why, but you know, I'm interested to see what that whole thing was about, or to see if they just put that on a break, or
uh-huh.
see where that's going. But I think that might be interesting because that. To my understanding, that was supposed to be about kind of how he became
a priest.
A priest.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
That's all right, honey. That just makes me want more, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
they're teasing us, aren't they? They're teasing us.
You gotta tease me to please me, honey. That's a shame. They do this to us all the time. I don't know why they do this to us. They have us on.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Well, how have y'all been?
Pretty good.
Turn out that you're here.
I appreciate it. Y'all know y'all my girls. I love y'all.
I love it.
I'm gonna try to stick in there. I need, you know what? I need to tweet a lot more. But I'd be so bored. I say the hell with it. I'd be so bored with tweeting. I'm tweeting all out, to be honest with you. But, you know, hey, y'all my girls, I y'all got to be around me, honey. I got to have some groupies or something around me. So
woo-hoo!
I mean, yeah. I'm getting ready. You know, I have auditioned for a lot of these things, things coming up and stuff like that. Maybe one day I'll sing for y'all. Y'all know
yeah.
I'm a vocalist.
Well,
I'm definitely.
I'm going to
ask you a favor. Can you do something for us before you go?
What's up?
Do you watch Days of Our Life, obviously. You know the sand through the hourglass, these are the days of our lives. Can you give us your best impression of that, you know, of the introduction?
Oh, okay, let me think. Okay, how does it go again?
Like sand through the hourglass.
Okay.
These are the days of our lives.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
I can go deeper, honey. Don't. Hey,
yes,
I can
go deeper.
Do
it.
Yeah,
go deeper. Sing it.
I can do
sing
it.
Sing it to us.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good. That's
hey,
good. Like that.
Hey. y'all do such a wonderful job. Y'all know I love y'all. You know, whatever y'all need, y'all know y'all can hit me up, whatever
aww.
Else. And if y'all on Twitter, y'all be sure to follow me and
mm-hmm.
don't get lost trying to follow me, honey, because I'm all over the place. But I love my girls. I love all y'all so much,
aww.
Carrie and all y'all, aww. Marianne. Y'all the bomb, aww. Baby. Y'all the bomb. But
I
get off of here and listen to y'all because I hate hearing myself speak all the time, but I love listening to y'all, honey. Y'all make it easy to do, honey.
Thanks for making us
smile.
Well,
I love your voice, too.
All right, smooches, y'all. Love y'all.
Take care.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, you can find
Kara.
Well,
we had a man on the show. Yeah.
Yay.
I love it. I know April would be happy. You can find Kenneth on Twitter at KBSoul365.
All right.
That's
I love
Twitter
him.
Handle.
He's so funny.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's
he
cool.
Is. He's a cutie.
Yeah, and he's on Facebook, too, so we're friends on Facebook. So, yeah.
Is he an actor? I heard him say something about auditions. Or
he's a vocalist.
Oh,
Hollywood back?
I think he said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone KB sold me and sees a cigarette. Let me check up, pull him up on Twitter. Well, he's got a great voice. Or actor, vocalist, writer, director, producer. So he does everything.
Right. I love it when men love soaps. I just love it when they want to talk about it. That's why I love On Air with Doug and Rob so much. Because, you know, it's wonderful to have men that actually want to listen and talk and actually care about soaps. I love my husband to death, but, honey, he wants sports, news. He don't want to hear about my soaps. So it's nice to be able to have some guys that like to talk about it. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to have great soap knowledge.
What?
Hello?
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 Hey, sorry. I was screening.
Oh.
Okay.
Like all of a sudden it disappears.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure,
I have a question,
everybody.
Actually.
Go ahead.
You've got some great guy fans.
It's just the way they're, you know, the writers are having Jennifer. Are they trying to make her like mentally ill? That's why she's acting all crazy, or she's just stupid?
I don't know. Maybe she and Brady. You know, maybe she and Brady would have been a good pairing after all. Jeez,
I thought so.
Yeah. The blind leading the friggin' blind. I don't know.
I hear you.
The reason I was asking and her mother. Now. Yeah, her mother was mentally ill, so it's not just genetics. So.
Well, you know, that would have been a great story when Abby was going apeshit crazy. We thought maybe Abigail was going to, you know, because mental illness skips a generation sometimes. It's like, that would have been like the perfect time for them to capitalize on that story, but they didn't go there. It was like, as soon as that storyline was wrapped up, it was like, just like that, she's back to normal, everything's fine, you know, it's like... There was no follow-through on that, which was unfortunate because that could have been a really interesting story, and Kate Nancy could have done that. I mean, she would have knocked it out of the park. She really is.
Right.
Instead of got her in the whole Virgin storyline.
Yeah, well, they didn't have...
Oh, I know.
Did they have Cameron on much other than the party? Did they have him on this week much? I don't think
no.
I saw Cat.
And I really did miss him.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, my favorite part of him so far was his, I mean, I know you're sensing a theme here, but the naked chest in the supply room.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
That was a pleasant surprise, I have to admit. But you know, I still am not feeling, the, I mean, I still felt like, I felt instant chemistry between Skylar Yancey's, when he was playing Cameron, and Abigail. But I still have not caught any, like, zero chemistry so far between these two actors. And it's frustrating because they, you know, Abigail and Cameron were starting to be one of my favorite couples to watch. Right before they made the switch, I was really enjoying them. And then all of a sudden he's gone, and then they take a break for a while, and there's this new guy. And I really don't think it's a case of just not liking the new guy. He's a cute guy. I mean, he's a handsome guy. And in another scenario, it might have worked, but I just don't see the chemistry with those two. And it's frustrating because there was chemistry with the prior actor. So it's not that I'm hating on the actor, because was his name Nathan Owens? He's a really nice looking guy, and maybe as the story unfolds, his mysteries unfold, which I think are going to happen down the road. You know, we may see more acting from him and more depth and everything. But right now, I'm just not seeing the chemistry between those two characters like I did before.
Right.
And it's frustrating.
Did Virgin Abby tell Cameron, too, that she's a virgin yet? Or has she not told him that?
Oh, he already knows.
He knows.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I don't
care.
I mean, if they wrote it well, that would be fine, I guess. You know, I mean, I'm not against that aspect of the story. I've lost interest because I don't see the chemistry between the two. Whereas if it were Skylar Yancey playing him, I would be like, oh wow, this is going to be really good. You know what I mean? I'd really be pulled in, but they just haven't grabbed me yet. I guess. I mean, maybe they will someday, but it's just. And isn't it interesting how different actors what they bring to things? And again, I'm not assassinating picking apart his acting ability. It's not really about that. It's the chemistry. But then, alternatively, look at Kate and Rafe. I mean, Nobody would have thought, nobody really would have thought to put those two together, and bam, look at that chemistry, you know?
Well, he's always been a good actor, but obviously, you know, being in a county, I never liked to stay together. But you know something? I have come with this new Rafe thing to see a whole different side of the character of Rafe and Rafe, and I am really enjoying, I think Rafe is, you know, the hottest thing that's coming to show in a long time.
Yes.
I think Lauren and, Gavin, Allison Sweeney and Gavin, they had good chemistry. It's just the story itself, for me personally, was a little bit, boring. But this side is bringing out a side to both of their characters, that I'm really personally enjoying. And I have become a new Gavin fan. And I'm glad, because I like the different stories. It's not just Jamie anymore. They've got a lot of great kinds of stories for everyone, but I think Rafe is something I did not see that coming, and that I think it's great. I mean, I am really enjoying it, and I hope it keeps going for a long time.
Hey, what was that last part?
I hope they keep it going for a long time. I think there's a lot of potential with the
story.
Yeah,
because the between the two of them, they're connected to a lot of characters in Salem, and it makes for a lot of different ramifications, even like what people know about it. There's still like a lot of angles there to be explored. And, they're hot as hell, but the nice thing is there's more than just the chemistry there. I mean, they're actually really interesting to watch.
Right.
And it, like you said, it's fun to see another side of both characters. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and they're really, bringing out different sides of both of each other. And I can't wait till Sammy finds out. She's going to go ballistic.
Uh-huh.
And Stefano's going to find out. I mean, there's so many avenues. And it's fun, And, again, I love you, Jamie, but it's nice to be able to enjoy all of the stories. And I am. But even the father, Eric, and Nicole, and when's going to get it? I mean, Gaze is really rocking right now. So
yeah, they really are.
I'm really excited about the race story.
They really do. I don't know if it's Lorraine. I don't know if it's because of Lorraine Broderick or I don't know what. I mean, I'm even noticing, like I've mentioned her before, but I've been noticing lately, because it used to be that when I really enjoyed a script, I would look at the credits and it would be one of the Coolitons, and that's still the case. But I'm noticing now that, like, Melissa Sammons is at the end of some of my favorite episodes. And I really think, I don't know where she came from, or I know she's been a writer for years on different shows, but I've really noticed she did a great job with the Jammy history and the Jammy writing, and
she's
done
a
really good job with some of these other things, and I've just noticed, and I don't know, I mean, she kind of came out of the blue, but boy, has she been a great addition, I think, and I don't know if Lorraine Broderick's maybe been more involved lately than she was maybe when she first came on, because I know she was a big win for us, but I didn't really see an immediate upswing or uptick when she came on. But lately, even the characters I'm not really that into, I'm finding that or the pairings or whatever, I'm finding that I'm looking at more of their stories just because it's better written or, I don't know.
Yes,
there's
something for everyone,
Not
just waiting for this or that.
Maybe they were watching General Hospital 3 months ago and went, now we get it. I don't know. But it's like, it's definitely turned a corner in a positive one, in a major way.
Right. Well, I feel sorry for poor Hope. They have really got to bring Bo back or do something, because her character is just lost. I mean, other than giving a gift. I mean, it's just sad to waste the talent of Christian up on.
I know, and I love her, but I love her, and she's a beautiful woman, and there definitely should be something for her. But I have to say, I am so glad. I guess it was a red herring or something, but they looked like they were maybe going Hope and Rafe there for a little bit. And I don't know if they did that on purpose as a red herring or if they changed course in the middle of the story, but I'm so glad they did. And honestly, I don't think she and Rafe would have the kind of chemistry that Kate and Rafe have at all.
No.
So
it
would be cool if they brought somebody back from the past or something, or something happened where I feel bad for Christian, because she's not getting a story, much of a story, because
Bo's gone.
you know, because Beau is gone, and it's a shame that you have to be so tied to your pairing that, you know,
right.
that you either sink or swim, you know, depending on who you're tied to.
Right.
But they need to do something because
right.
she doesn't have adult children on the show that she can meddle with.
She has a little
Sierra.
They don't even show her
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, well, she has a little one, but she doesn't have anything
yeah.
like she's not
right.
like Kate, where she could meddle in their lives or whatever.
Right.
And then it's like she doesn't have a romantic partner, so there's nowhere to go
right.
there. And,
no.
I mean, the most she does is get sucked into Jennifer's life, and that's about the worst thing you can say right now for anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's like the one that you want to avoid at this point.
You know, and don't get me wrong, I am loving the writing right now,
yeah.
you know, and everything. But I think, I wish and hope and pray that show remembers that. Though in Hope, in the 80s and 90s, my God, they're iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, they were as popular as Luke and Laura. I mean,
I grew up with them.
And out of respect for what they did for the show, all the New Orleans stuff and the kidnapping, I mean, they were
uh-huh.
a great revenue, I'm sure, for the show back then.
Oh.
And, you know, and I love all the stories now, but they need to do something and get Peter Reckle back. I mean,
they really do because
show.
He was great with the story with his mom, you know, Caroline
right.
having Alzheimer's. He was
oh,
so
yeah.
good with that. And, you
yeah.
know, and the thing of it is, they are iconic. That's a good word for it. They really are. And it's so funny because I'll talk to, like, guys at work or whatever, and a couple of them, you know, I've told, you know we they'll find out that I, like, watch Days or whatever. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, Beau and Hope. Yeah, I remember. And one guy told me the other day, oh, man, Kayla, I had such a crush on her. And it just cracks me up when I hear these grown guys that are willing to share that with me. You know, I just get a kick out of it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, but, like, Beau and Hope is usually the one they know. You know, they're like, oh, Beau and Hope,
yeah.
Or, you know. And so, I mean, they're probably the most recognizable. I mean, short of Deidre Hall, as far as the long history
right,
of the
sure,
show
sure.
and the branding and the household name,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're probably, right. you know, they're probably next in line as far as that goes. And so, yeah, I mean, I do miss that Beau and Hope, you know,
yeah, and there's so many stories. Victor and Beau, I mean, there's so many avenues that they can still, Beau
yeah.
have been involved in all this stuff right now. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Peter Reckle, you know, I really miss him. And he's good about interacting with the fans, too. I had made a comment about Peter Reckle used to be on my wall when I was 16, and he tweeted that, hey,
aww.
Do you still have the poster? He's very interactive. I mean,
aww.
I used to every Friday save up my money to buy Beau and Hope at Teen Beat or Tiger Beat, you know.
Oh,
that's
cute. Yep.
For Beau and Hope not to be on is just, you know, it's sad. You know, they've got
yeah.
a lot of good years left. They're both great looking, great performances.
Yeah.
It's just you know, NBC, listen up.
yeah.
But,
I agree.
Yeah. I wish Jack would come back, too. I think
oh,
he makes
yeah.
Jennifer a little more tolerable.
Yeah. yeah, I love Jack and Jen together, but, ugh.
I don't know. I think Jack
yeah.
deserves better than Jennifer, though.
I know. You
yeah,
know, I really
true.
Liked it when we were thinking maybe they would go Jack and Nicole. I really thought that would be an interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Interesting angle.
Definitely.
Now, I would like to have Jack back, but I wouldn't want him to immediately be back with Jennifer. I'd like him.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like to see her have to, like, crawl a little bit and beg him. That'd be nice.
Yeah. yeah, I agree.
Yeah, she mourned him all in 5 seconds.
yeah, I know.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I would love to see him throw that up in her face. Oh, yeah, you really
oh,
missed
yeah.
me. What, for, like, 2 minutes?
exactly.
I feel sorry for Missy Reeves. I mean, she's a good actress, and they're making her character so unbearable, you know?
I know, that's got to be hard when they tear your character apart like that because, honestly,
yeah.
I mean, she's sort of, you know, a brand, part of the brand as well. I mean, she was around, I mean,
right.
that's the one, my brother had a huge crush on her when, in the, you know, he used to watch it with me in the 80s and stuff. And,
do you remember Frankie?
I mean, he's still to this day, he's still, oh, yeah. Frankie,
Jennifer,
yeah. Breaking Jennifer. But I, you know, it's still this day, like when I've gone to visit or whatever, and I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm watching Days of Our Lives. And he's like, oh my gosh, Jennifer Horton. Oh my God. You know, I mean, he's still like, has a crush on her. So it's so cute, but they've just really done a disservice to her character. And I hate that for her and for the fans.
Yeah, and she's a great actress.
You know, yeah. And so it's a shame, you know, it's just a shame that, you know, but sometimes I guess they have to go with that to make, you know, to.
Right.
Write the stories, I guess, but I don't know.
What do you guys think of Nicole and Father Eric?
I think he wears way too many clothes. That's my opinion.
Oh, I agree.
I think we need to explore the whole post-traumatic stress disorder naked in his bed scenes. I think we need to see some of that.
Right.
And then Nicole can go in and comfort him. And then Nicole needs to go in and comfort him while he's naked. And then he needs to forget that he's a priest. And he needs to, sin a lot with Nicole and then feel really, really guilty about it and then sin again. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that, we need
to
see some action
for
what?
Like, he'll never be with you,
Yeah. I kind of like it that he's so innocent. I mean, it's a difference in the doe-eyed Brady who's just completely infuriatingly stupid.
I wonder
but,
if he knows more than he's letting on.
I don't know. I just keep hoping there's more under that frock than meets the eye. I just keep hoping there's something else going on, that...
John's got something up his sleeve. What do you think about that? I think he's dating Kristen for something.
Yeah.
He's got something planned. You know he does.
Uh-huh.
Maybe him and Brady are together in on it.
Oh, no, Brady's not that smart.
Who knows?
Yeah. Let's not give Brady too much credit here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Didn't Kristen kiss John goodbye on the neck this week? Didn't she kiss goodbye?
Wasn't that a hoot? Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
And what was up with John being so jealous of Roman? I mean, even Roman's looking at him like, what? like, really? I
think Roman needs a woman, too.
Yeah, poor Roman. I feel bad for Roman.
Yeah.
And we thought it would have been fun if they had brought Valerie Wildman back, if they had, unkilled her off, resurrected her or figured out a way to. I always said the real Faye Walker was tied up in the Demira basement.
And oh, I know.
Abe was gonna find her someday or whatever, but she said, "Well, I hope somebody's feeding her." We were laughing about that one, but I still wish that Faye Walker were alive somewhere. And
I like her.
And, she it would be kind of interesting with her, the Abe and Roman baby with her. I don't know. I don't know. That would be maybe interesting. But, yeah, I feel bad for Roman. And, poor guy, he finally has some female companionship, friendship, and John walks in and ruins it,
Right.
But I just was like, but look on Roman's face, really? I'm just hugging her because she's upset about you. I mean, But,
right.
Anyway, so I thought that was kind of silly, but, whatever. I guess for the Darlena fans, it threw them a bone that John obviously still cares about Marlena and refers to her as his wife, so that's a good sign, but,
Mm-hmm. Right.
I honestly
do you think John has any feeling for Kristen?
No.
Right now, I think he wants to kill. He just seems like he wants to kill her. That's all I think.
Yeah.
He can cross the table and throttle her is what it seems like to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Stefano is enjoying all of this.
Of course he is.
Is that the impression you're getting?
Pardon me?
Who's enjoying this? What is that? Can I say that someone's enjoying that?
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
Who's your favorite couple on the show right now?
Oh, you're asking Anna? Holy cow.
Oh, that would be Rafe and Kate. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, insert evil grin.
Yeah.
Mine's
Rafe and Kate, too. Yeah.
All right. What about you guys?
I like a tie. Not that I don't like Ray, because I do. I'm starting to like them more. But I'm kind of stuck between Jamie and Wilson. I'm stuck between those two.
They're good, too.
Yeah.
I think the reason I like them, there's I like Wilson because they were friends first. There was a foundation before they got together, which I wish more couples would do on the show. And Jamie, I just love their chemistry and the history between them, and I just love their scenes together. You can feel it, the history when you're in them scenes together. I really like when they do that with the characters.
Yes. Yes, I agree. What about you, April?
April
got
my favorite
couple would be Jeremy. Obviously, I went, EJ said, darling, the other day they were sitting there. I just swooned. I mean, they're, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my phone's acting up. I really am enjoying their scenes, obviously. But honestly, I'm enjoying Rake immensely, and I'm enjoying all of it. I mean, Jeremy, obviously. I mean, I think they're finally where they're supposed to be, and it's really nice to see no secrets or lies in between them, and that they're teaming up and all of that. I think Lucas and Sammy being friends. Lucas and Sammy sneaking around or they are really that voting is a woman.
Your phone's cutting out, April.
Okay, hold on. Is it better?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I was really enjoying Lucas and Sammy teaming up together. I mean, I thought that was great, and I'm really glad that, you know, they're being very respectful about them being friends, and their scenes are funny together.
They
Lucas
are.
Just, you know, you can have her, EJ. Some of the things he just says are just, you know, I think Brian Totillo is awesome, and
he is.
I'm glad that they're still friends and all that, so.
I'm glad he's getting some screen time.
When she wanted him to watch the door, and he goes, the code word is going to be, going to jail. I was hysterical. or there's a coffee shop, and he goes, I want to go to jail. Jail sucks.
Yeah. You know, I love Brian DeCillo. His off-the-wall innocence.
Too.
Yeah.
I do, too. And he and Ally Sweeney play off each other so well because they've been, been on for so many years together. That I just, I do. I mean, they don't really have to be romantic partners for me anymore. But I just still love Lumi's chemistry as friends, and they're just, you can just tell he and Ally both just love each other, you know. And it's just, The writing was. I think that was Melissa Sammons was the one that was writing those episodes this week, and I just thought, wow, she really, you know, she's been a fan of the show, or she's come back and watched stuff or something, because I've noticed that with the jammy scenes, she totally nailed those. She totally nailed those a few weeks ago when they really were reconnecting and everything. And she really had Lumi down, too, you know, and it just was really cute. I just,
I'm glad about Lumi, because when, you know, they made the change in August after the disaster, the way he just got discarded, I mean, like, boom, and then there's Boom, Raze, and EJ. I felt really sorry for him as an actor and a character because, you know, he was living with her at the time.
Right.
And everybody just forgot about that, you know.
Right.
Okay, so
she basically cycled through the men, like, in 1 week or something. It switched 3 times.
Right.
Or it was crazy.
Yeah, and I'm glad. And, you know, on one quick note, I've been really impressed on this. Does get regarding the Wilson story. I think that's been a very well-written storyline, a very realistic storyline that portrays all aspects of family's reaction. You know, we all love our children, but obviously, you know, we know it's a hard life to have. I love children, but it's a hard life. Unfortunately, society isn't always prepared for that, and so it's very kind. And I think Gaze has really gotten a good aspect of Brian is trying, I mean, I'm sorry, Lucas is trying to love and accept, but it's hard, you know. And I've been really impressed with Gaze that they're getting back to realistic, you know, let's get back to loving in the afternoon, sex.
Right.
Not so much of the cloning each other or the let's kidnap this baby. I really.
Oh, no, he's
breaking
up
again.
Yeah.
One thing I think I want to point out before I forget, because I know, well, anybody notice how snarky Sonny's been lately? He started to sound like Victor. Like,
hey,
I'm a little tired. Like, what was it this week? He goes, I am so tired of everyone's going on about how precious Gabby and all. He just really can't stand
her.
Funny. Hilarious.
Hey, girl, she has Marianne on. I want to get Marianne.
Yay, Marianne's here.
Hello?
Hello?
There she is, Marianne.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to call in real quick and say hello. Yay. I just got home maybe about 5 to 10 minutes ago, so.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, I missed Friday, so I don't know. I haven't even seen Friday's show yet, so.
That was a good one.
Was it a good one? I'll have to watch it. Yeah, so did they get, well, I guess, don't tell me, I guess. Did they get married? Was it the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to watch. I didn't miss out. Oh, okay. Okay.
No. It was short and sweet.
Short and sweet, okay.
Yeah,
no,
I mean that not literally. It was stupid. It was stupid.
Oh, yes. Did that part of Sammy?
Oh, okay.
Pardon me?
Sammy didn't try to stop it?
No, Sammy did.
I was surprised.
No?
I was waiting for somebody.
But they're married.
They're married. Fallon.
Okay. Yeah, I still have to watch. It's been a crazy busy weekend, so I haven't gotten to watch. But I just have to say the best part was seeing Stefano back in the mansion.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was and everybody back in, you know, and EJ and Chad and Kristen and Brady, And now
that's
with Sammy, and I don't know. Has Sammy agreed? I mean, I know Sammy wants what a bunch of hypocrites the Bradys are, and everybody wants Stefano to help them now.
I know. Yeah, yes. I think he'll be back in the mansion.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if Stefano helps them now, they better never badmouth Ramirez anymore.
I agree with you.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Wasn't it nice
but
to see the Ramirez set again, Marianne? I mean, it was so nice to see the Ramirez set again.
Well, that's what I mean. Yes. So that was great. Yeah, and I like the idea of, like, I think it'd be to see, Brady and Kristen and now Sammy and EJ in there. That should be interesting. So I don't know. Maybe they could get Kate back in there.
I'm sure you'd agree with this, but we need Tony back too in that mansion.
Oh, for sure. Did you talk about that? Did anybody say anything?
I just mentioned that they really need Tony. I mean, they need to all like be in the middle of something, and all of a sudden, you know, like they're all fighting or something in the living room, and all of a sudden, Tony walks through the door and kicks the door.
I'd like him to open the doors with, you know, just open them wide and say, you know, Father, the way he does. Father, I'm home. Or I'm back. Father, I'm back. Yes.
Yeah. He's adopted, but I think he looks more like Stefano than any of the other boys. Don't you guys think so?
Yeah. He's been a blood Demera. Then he hasn't been. Then he has been.
Right.
You know. Sometimes I get confused. Yeah. Everybody, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Where he's at now. But, yeah. It would be great to have him back.
I'm talking about that. Go ahead.
What's
that?
That's what I just wanted. That was the best part. Did you guys talk about Jennifer and all them and Chloe and
yeah, we do. That's where we agree on that.
I like Lucas and Sammy. When did you gain weight? And she says, when was the last time you worked out or something? I thought that was
fantastic.
Yeah.
They were so funny.
Yeah.
They have good chemistry.
Mm-hmm. So, Anna, did you talk about rate?
Yeah. I wanted to lust with you. What did you think of their scene?
I'm just waiting to see. I want to see Stefano's reaction.
Oh yeah.
When he finds out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And Sammy too, because really, but mostly Stefano. Just I think Kate might be a little worried about Stefano.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
She wants to protect Rafe, and I loved it though. Didn't you guys love his reaction though when she's worried about him, and he's like, oh, how sweet, you're worried about me, you know, like, oh, and then, you know, and then he's like, you know, I'm not afraid of him, he goes, in fact, I think it'd be kind of fun if he knew, and I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just love that. I just love how Rafe is very affirming of Kate. You know, he defends her.
Mm-hmm.
He just provides that security that I think most women really love when they see it in a man. You know, I just think they, you know, he's just there for her. I love that. And it's not in a boring way, but it's like I love the way he's just there for her. But, yeah, they're pretty hot, too. That doesn't hurt.
And I think people are starting, did you notice Nicole was very curious when Rafe defended, you know, Kate, and she just kind of looked like, I think people are starting to get little hints of something's going on, you know?
Like Gabby was like, did she
Gabby
come
too.
Because, you know,
yeah.
I'm Will, carrying mm-hmm. Will's baby or whatever. I mean, you know, she's trying to figure that whole thing out, too.
Right.
I think Sunny's the one that sees it first. I think in the next week and a half.
And then Lisa and I says,
I agree. What are you guys thinking about Wilson? I think they're really headed towards really being a permanent thing, and I really hope they get to adopt the baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're cute together.
They're
You know. I think this whole storyline with the baby is going to be a custody battle, I think, or,
I know.
Going to come down to that.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I think Days is really taking a good chance. Because, you know, I know a lot of gay fans are old school and older people, but, you know, gay people, they need a place to have a favorite couple, too, just like we do. You know, they need a fan to root for and, you know, not just on a web series,
mm-hmm.
which is great, but on everyday TV, just like African Americans, they need their couples or, you know, we need more of everything, not just, you know, not just Caucasian. We need, you know, everybody needs a place that I call Days as my home away from home, you know, and I'm happy.
Oh,
that
people
have
like purpose. A second family, you know, if you grew up with it, especially, I mean, I grew up with it. I've been watching since I've been like 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
What did you Marianne, what did you think of Jammy this week? What were your favorites?
Oh yeah, they're just great together. You know, I just then I got to get Sammy getting all upset with EJ because he didn't tell her about Stefano coming back. Really, Sammy? Whatever. But then he smoothed that over. And then
And then she'd want to run over and ask him for a favor.
And it was so funny because Sammy's always yelling at him to get away from Stefano, and here it was like EJ trying to like talk Sammy out of it. Sammy wants him to, you know, that was like, are you sure you want to do that? Because you know he's gonna owe you, you know, you're gonna have to owe something to Stefano now. So,
right.
Yeah, I understand why she's doing it for Will, but still.
Oh yeah.
You know.
But what was it? He goes, well, don't forget what Nick did to him. Mean Black, that Nick Blackman. Well, that was something Stefano did to him. He goes, oh, that was different.
Well, of course, Sammy, everything's right because she justifies it. So,
I think even, of course, Stefano's going to want something. You know he's going to want something from Sammy. He's going to want something from Will.
But
it'll still be worth it because, you know, Stefano has to worry about the law and all that stupid stuff. He can do, you know, plus he's got immunity, whatever. And he can do whatever he wants. All that power he's got. I can't wait to see
But don't you think Stefano will do it just because he likes Will? Because I really think, I don't even know.
I think
if Sammy explains the situation, he would do it without it, you know what I mean?
He would do it anyway.
But
he's trying to get back in EJ's good graces too, I think. You know, EJ's still mad all of the, you know, thing where Stefano thought he wasn't his son, and I think he'll probably try and kiss Sammy's buns to get back in the graces of EJ. I see that happening.
Do you guys like remember, like, was it 2010 when Sammy and Will were living in the house? I remember when EJ wasn't really being very cooperative, and Stefano wanted to train Will, be like a mentor to him and all
that
stuff.
Yeah.
He was good with Stefano.
Oh, yeah.
He was good with EJ.
He was doing the internship at, Demira Enterprises, and Stefano apparently very impressed by what he was doing. So apparently Will's got some head for business, and he's going, I'll train him, and he's just looking like he's nuts, like, I'm not going to let you corrupt him the way he corrupted me.
Yeah.
I remember that scene. It was fantastic. So I definitely think Stefano would help. Plus, I think...
Oh, I think
plus,
so.
You know what I can't wait for, and I wish somebody would say something? I want someone to tell Stefano that Nick blackmailed Chad. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, I know.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Stefano has to find out like what he did to Chad and to Will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That reason alone, he's going to do that. Never mind. Don't forget the fact that Will is also Chad's best friend. So you got that factor,
right,
too.
Right, and he's Johnny's brother, Johnny and Susie's half-brother, too.
Exactly.
And he was his step-grandson.
Exactly.
It's the Demirs. The Demirs need to get their balls back, you know? They got to stop all of them. I don't know. Maybe they need Tony back for that, you know?
Oh,
somebody.
Yeah. Do you think Tony would want to come back? Theo would want to come back to the show? Or does anybody follow him?
I think he would come back if he was asked. Or, yeah, I do. And the storyline was right. He's always loved the show.
Right.
And it's like family, I'm thinking. But, you know, he just needs to be asked, I think, by the right people.
What's he doing these days? Is he doing anything? Or?
I know he's finishing up on his book, and he has a lot of different projects coming up with different things. He has he did an independent movie, The Book of Esther. He played the King Haman, and that's supposed to come out in, I think it's in June sometime.
Oh, yeah, because I'd love to see him in something.
Jen Lilly is in it. She plays Queen Esther. She used to be on General Hospital. He's doing that, and Yeah, he keeps busy.
Yeah.
He has a lot of different things going on. He just hasn't been anywhere on prime time or on the soap.
Right.
Where I would even like to see him back on General Hospital. You know, he played Victor.
Oh, yeah, Campbell. I forgot the Ice Princess stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So either soap would be great. So.
Yep, he was a good actor.
Need the fans to, like, you know, tweet about it, write letters. You know, make noise if they want to see him back. So,
well, another thing they were saying on Carrie's show is about bringing Nancy and Craig back, you know, on a permanent status. They were a great couple on Day.
Right.
Great chemistry, funny, and she's so nice. Oh, she's a really nice person.
She was nice to talk to. Mm-hmm.
It was a really good show, but they also were funny. You know, they had a good chemistry, and, you know, they were bad, but they were good. And he was good looking, too. And they were just real funny, so I wish they'd come back, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the 50th anniversary of General Hospital, it would have been nice if they'd brought back Victor Cassadine for that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're bringing back some of the fan favorites from back then, from that era.
Right.
That would have been cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they...
Right.
I would think we would have heard about that by now if it was going to happen, but that would have been neat.
I would have heard about that. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. So
I mean, that's the whole way I even came to Days back then, was I was a huge General Hospital fan when I was young, and when he left that show, you know, this was before the internet and everything back in the dark ages, and... I was just flipping the channels one day, and back when we had channel flippers, when we actually had to change the channel.
Oh, I know.
And or make your little brother do it, one of the two. He was the remote. It's like, you know, I remember flipping. I have a vivid memory of flipping the channels, and all of a sudden, oh my God, Victor Cassadine's on here. I've got to watch this, and I was sucked in from that moment. And, of course, I took a break during the 90s and early 2000s and didn't watch. But I mean, I watched all of the 80s and maybe into the early 90s. I can't remember when I stopped for a while. But I mean, I from that day forward, from the moment I saw the Teo Penglis, which I don't even know if I knew his name then. I just knew Victor Cassadine. But I was hooked to Days, you know, so... I can thank him for all the people I've learned, you know, all the friends I've made through Days, you know, just knowing that he led me to Days of Our Lives, and, you know, so. But that would be neat for, because I've been watching General Hospital again since Ian Buchanan came back, and, you know, I would love to see Teo back on there if he doesn't come back on Days.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Or even
Wouldn't
it be ironic? Wouldn't it be ironic if Ian came to Days and then he was led back to GH because of the fan reaction and everything, and, you know, hey, we want you back on General Hospital. And what if Teo did his appearances on General Hospital and the fan reaction was such that they got
him back
on
Days?
Yeah.
Huh,
that's funny how they
both
get on each other's shows.
I think we have an assignment.
Yeah. Hey, on one quick note, did you guys see Dallas last week? The tribute show to Larry?
I tried to watch. I didn't get to see all of it.
I watched bits and pieces of it. Yeah,
I was working, but I got some of it. I saw
yeah.
Linda Gray's scenes. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, it was
love
so
her.
Sad, and it was a great tribute.
And where is Sarah, our Dallas / Magic
correspondent?
That's
why I wanted to bring that up. I know she's having computer problems, and she's my Dallas buddy. We want to ask people to keep watching Dallas in remembrance of Larry Hagman. It was his dream to play JR one more time, and by making his show number one or as close to it as we can really show respect for a great career from I Dream of Jeannie through 13 years of Dallas. And we're so thankful that he got to be on the show for a year and a half. I know Sarah would say that if she could, but she's having so many days. So, Dallas, buddy,
I
got you covered.
Sarah. Thanks, April, for saying that. But, hi, Sarah. And I did get to catch some of it, and I'll watch the whole thing. I was doing a project for work, and it was like, and then we also... We were interviewing Patrika, and so it was just kind of a crazy night.
Right.
What I did see of it was really touching, and
it was a great tribute.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to wrap things up, ladies.
Oh.
It's midnight.
Wow.
I know.
Time flies.
Okay. Yeah.
Time flies when we're having fun.
I'm bed.
Let's call George.
Go call on George's show.
Oh, I know. No, it's a little too political for me.
Oh,
good show.
Take care, everyone.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Care.
Thank
bye.
You,
everybody, for calling. We'll
bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
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 Bye.